Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, indeed, you are once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I just want to say to the listening audience on tonight, I do appreciate each and every last one of you. This worldwide platform is growing, and it's because of you all who are faithfully tuning in to be blessed by God's word. So I just give God the glory, honor, and praise for each one of you. Continue to tune in. Continue to let your friends and neighbors know about this ministry so they can be blessed as well by God's word. I'm asking all listeners, once again, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. I am filling in for Pastor Eric Morfis. He's normally my guest every second Thursday night, but I will be filling in for him tonight. I will be delivering God's word. Before we go into prayer, if you have your pens and paper and your Bible ready, and I hope you do, our message title for tonight is Scatterers of God's Flock, our liabilities to his kingdom. Once again, tonight's message that I will be delivering on tonight, scatterers of God's flock, our liabilities to his kingdom. Our main scripture will be coming from Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 through 25. Once again, tonight's main scripture, Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 through 25. So I want you to get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along as we go through God's word on tonight. We always open up with prayer. I'm asking all the listeners, please pray with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy to be praised. No matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, you are in total control at all times. So we just give you glory and honor and praise for that, knowing that you are in total control. And Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with myself and my entire family, and every faithful believer and doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain. So that, that way we can move forward and can continue to fulfill and walk in and live in our God purpose for your glory in the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, we now come praying for all those that are have been affected by the different mass shootings around the country, especially in the United States. We have lost a lot of people have lost lives because of these mass shootings. So we lift up those families of the victims all over the land. Heavenly Father, not those, not only those families, but all those that are bereaved on tonight. You know who they are. So we ask you to comfort and strengthen each one of them. Let them feel your presence. Heavenly Father, even in the midst of their bereavement, in the midst of their grief and sorrow, let them feel your presence. Let them know that you're with them. Let them know that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your even your sufficient grace toward us in spite of ourselves. So now, Lord, we pray that you will move by your spirit through your word on tonight. We pray, Lord, that should there be any listener that's listening on tonight that's not saved in Jesus' name, that you would touch their hearts as they hear your word, that, you, that they would be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name even on tonight for your glory. We look up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, those that are incarcerated for just and unjust reasons. We ask that you will move by your spirit as you send your vessels into those places where your people are, whether a hospital, the nursing home, or shelter, even behind prison bars. You always have a witness. You always send your word. So we ask that your word will go forth in those places, that your word will become life to those that are not saved, that they will see where they have fallen short and they need Jesus Christ in their lives, that they will open their own mouth, confess their sins, and be saved in his name. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we ask that you help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us as your word goes forth. We pray that it will be received in love and that you will be glorified through it all. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. On tonight, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, do it now. Sometimes later becomes never. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, do it now. Sometimes later becomes never. And that is a fact. So you don't want to have to be looking back over your life and saying, I wish I could have when I should have, but I didn't. And so whatever the situation may be, whether it's family or friends or whoever, spend time with your family, your friends, your loved ones, whoever it may be, get closer with those that you have fallen out with and be forgiven. And you also need to forgive others. And we need to continue to show love while we have breath in our bodies. Because sometimes if we don't do it now, it's just as the spiritual food for thought said unto us on tonight, even myself, if we don't do it now, we don't want to regret what we could have done when we had time. So do it now, because sometime later does become never. Once again, tonight's spiritual food thought, I want you all to consider that and let the Lord touch your heart and see what you fit with tonight's spiritual food for thought. Once again, tonight's message title, it's scatterers of God's flock are liabilities to his kingdom. And once again, our main scripture is coming from Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 through 25. And I pray and hope you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along as we go through God's word. I just want to give God praise and glory and honor and thank him for allowing my youngest sister, Danetta Burney, and her husband, my brother-in-law, Roger Burney, to make it safely to Greensboro, North Carolina, to be and visit with our family down in Greensboro, North Carolina. So we know that God is a faithful God. So we just thank him for his traveling grace for them. And we also, in the form of announcement, I would like to thank God for our man of God in the person of Pastor-elect Marcus Jennings. He is the youngest son of our bishop, my bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings, who is the pastor and shepherd of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, which is here on the east side of Detroit. His youngest son has been elected to become the pastor of First Baptist Church down in Franklin, Virginia. And so Bishop Jennings and some of our members are traveling now in that great celebration and installation that will will be taking place on this coming Sunday down in Franklin, Virginia. So I just give God the glory, honor, and praise for what he is doing in Pastor-elect Marcus Jennings' life and the new family where he is going to be the under-shepherd preaching and teaching God's word to those vessels at Franklin Church. First Baptist Church in Franklin, Virginia. So it all glory belongs to God. So I'm excited and happy for my brother in Christ, Pastor-elect Marcus Jennings. So we want to continue to lift up him and his new church family in prayer, and also my bishop and all those from Greater Shield of Faith that are traveling to Virginia now to be with him in that great celebration. God is good and he's faithful. So we're just going to continue to give God glory, honor, and praise for that. So right now, I hope you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready. I'm not going to do a music break on tonight because I want to get into this word, because we are living in the last days and the people of God need to know. You know, sometimes we can be liabilities to the kingdom of God, and we can be scattering God's flock even though we're saved in Jesus' name. So that's why we need to get in God's word and know what God's word says about this. Again, it's important that you have your Bibles so you can follow along, because I don't want you to take it for granted that I'm making up things as I go. I want you to read it for yourself. The word of God said, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So we're going to go right into this word. Again, our main scripture, Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 through 25. And this is what it says to you and I on tonight. And whatsoever do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord Christ, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done. And there is no respecter of persons. I love that about God, that he is looking at the inside. He's searching your heart. He's searching my heart. We can go around and pretend like we're saved, and we can go around and pretend like we're in the spirit and doing service, and knowing that you're not saved in Jesus' name. And those that are saved in Jesus' name, you know that you are one of those that are scattering God's flock. Don't you know that God sits high and he look low? He's not like man. That's what this word is saying unto us on tonight, to you and I. And I'm going to say this again, because somebody needs to hear this word on tonight. Because we are truly living in the last and evil days, it is high time for the believers in Jesus Christ. It is high time for us to stop playing church and be about our Heavenly Father's business, because souls are at stake. And we're going to be held accountable to God for those of us that are saved in his name. And we know that we are not doers of his word. So that's why we need to reconsider what it is saying to us on tonight. Again, in Colossians chapter 3. Verse 23 through 25, and I'm going to read it again. And whatsoever do it heartily as unto the Lord. Do it with your whole heart. Do it out of love because of who God is. As to the Lord and not unto men. No, don't be going around trying to be men pleasers. Don't be going around, you know, trying to pump up your pastor, your bishop, and you make them your lower God. So that for that word, and that way you are really putting that under shepherd, you'd have made that man or woman your lower God. So you are really serving the man or the woman and not God. So he says, do whatever you're going to do, do it as to the Lord and not unto men. Why? Because knowing that of the Lord, he himself, because from him ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye, those that are doers of God's word, those who are saved in Jesus' name, for ye serve the Lord Christ, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done, and there is no respecter of persons. So God, it don't matter who you are, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you're saved in his name, and you are going around scattering his flock. It don't matter if you're a man or a woman. It don't matter if you're black or white, Jew or Greek. It don't matter. If you are going around scattering God's flock and you're saved in Jesus' name, because there's so many different ways that believers can scatter God's flock. And that's what we're going to get into on tonight. So, again, I pray and hope that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper. ready to follow along as we go through this word on tonight? Because again, as we see the news and we hear the news, don't you see it is high time for us to be about our Heavenly Father's business? It is not time for us to be fake doers of God's word. We are saying it with our mouth, but our hearts are far from it. And we are going into these churches and we are doing whatever we feel like doing with nasty attitudes and thinking God is going to bless us. No, he's not going to bless you when you know that you are going around. You saying that you're saved in Jesus' name. Yes, you may be saved, but you are one of those that are scattering God's flock. So the question comes to mind, and some people may be asking on tonight, how can someone who is saved in Jesus' name be a scatterer of God's flock? I'm glad you asked. God has blessed me with these books to write. And that's what we're be dealing with, the books that God blessed me to write. And the first book is the title of this show that you're listening to on tonight. It's Worldwide Platform Ministry. It's titled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? It's personal. Take an inward look. Take self-inventory of your life. Is your life lining up with the word of God, with the will of God, concerning you as a vessel, as a doer of God's word, as a believer in Jesus Christ? So then he turned around and blessed me to write, Are you scattering God's flock? Why? Because there are some believers in the body of Christ who are truly scattering God's flock. Why? Because they do not really have the word of God hidden in their hearts. Because if they really did, they would not be going around scattering God's flock. And if they did in any way, the Holy Spirit within them will reveal to them what they are doing wrong. And so that's why we need to get into this word to make sure that you and I are not scattering God's flock. That way, if we are scattering God's flock, then we become liabilities to his kingdom here on earth. And not only here on earth, but in heaven as well. So as we get into this lesson on tonight, for those of you that are interested, these books are available at Amazon.com. The book, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? And then it also comes with a reflective journal with the same title. And then we have now, Are You Scattering God's Flock? This is part two of Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? So all of these books are available at Amazon.com. If you want to order these books, they are all great for Sunday school classes, Bible study groups, and churches all around the world, all denominations. These books can be beneficial to you, pastors, and your members to help each one of us take an inward look, according to God's word, to see if we are liabilities to the kingdom of God, and then also to let us see and know if we are scattering God's flock in any way. So when you go to Amazon books, you want to go on the books, and to find my books, because they have so many different James Browns, you have to go up under Mr. James Frank Brown Jr. Then you will find my books that Are You a Liability to the Kingdom of God, the reference journal, and then the book, Are You Scattering God's Flock? And then finally, the book titled God, the Universe and Man, subtitle, How We Are Connected. So as we get into this lesson on tonight, I'm going right to this book, the second book, which is titled, Are You Scattering God's Flock? And the question comes up, you know, and some people as Christians on today, we need to realize that as we know that we who are Christians at times, and even in different areas of our lives, this includes me, we can be liabilities to the kingdom of God and to the body of Christ. We need to take an inward look as to how Christians can also become scatterers of God's flock. His word continuously warns us that if we are not careful in our Christian walk, you and I can easily become both liabilities and scatterers of God's flock. For such a time as this, we must be sure, you the believer, you and I, we must be sure that our lives line up with the will and purpose of God each and every day of our lives. Why? We should want to be pleasing to God in every way, in every, as a lifestyle of being more like Jesus Christ, because we now see more and more each and every day that these times that we are living in are trying times, and they are trying times that tries the minds, they tries the hearts and the souls of mankind even today. And why is this? It's all because of the enemy, Satan. He is using more technology, and also he's using more subtle ways to infiltrate the minds of man. He's trying to do that. Why? To destroy man before he or she can become come into the reality that God is real and that God truly loves all of mankind. Not only does all lives matter to God, all souls matter to him even more. His word lets us know that there is no desire of him that any soul should be lost. So God's desire is not that any soul be lost. So that's why, as Christians today, we must be very careful in our Christian walk. We must be very careful in the way we carry ourselves, whether we're in church, whether we're at home, whether we're on our job, in our neighborhood, everywhere we go. We have to be careful because people are watching us. Those that are not saved in Jesus' name, some are not saved in Jesus' name, but believe me, some of them know God's word. And so they know and they can tell if you are walking upright according to God's word. So that's why it's important that we do not be scatterers of God's flock by the way we live and because of our negative and nasty attitude and short tempers. We should always be praying to God that we always would have the mind of Christ so that everywhere we go, somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in us. So that even through our attitude, even through our not being patient, we don't want those things to allow anyone that's not saved to use that as an excuse to not accept Jesus Christ. Because, again, the enemy is using all kind of technology today. He's using anybody and everybody that's willing to step out of their faith and step into out of their flesh. And the flesh that they were once allowing God to use for his glory, now they're allowing the enemy to use that same flesh to scatter God's flock by not being faithful doers of God's word, but by being now, after being connected back to the world because of the enemy and the influence of technology. And some people in the body of Christ, they are giving up on God because they think that God is not moving fast enough on their behalf when they pray. Because God's word says, you know, if you have faith, that you should not doubt and you should not fear. We should not fear or we should not doubt once we pray. We must believe in our prayers and we must believe by faith. We must ask it in Jesus' name. Whatever we're asking in Jesus' name, that we're going to receive it. And so that we do not become short-tempered while we're waiting on God and we get impatient. And that's why we let our flesh rise up sometimes and we forget about our connection to God. And then we see the things of the world. People around us are getting blessed with material things. Those that are saved and some that are not saved seem to be getting blessed. And you don't seem to be getting your blessings or you're not coming through in the timely fashion that you think they ought to come through for you. And so you allow your flesh to want to act like those that are in the world that are not saved in Jesus' name. So it's important that we know, those of you on tonight, including myself, we got to be very careful that we do not become a scatterer of God's flock in any way. We are to be Christ-like. And again, we must have the mind of Christ. Yes, even in this society that we live in today. Why? It is dangerous for any saint of God to be the cause or the reason that any saint leaves God's flock. Wow, that is deep, and that's something to really consider, because there are some in the body of Christ that are allowing the enemy to use their flesh, even in the body of Christ, and those that are weak in the faith, sometimes they see even seasoned saints allowing their flesh to be used by the enemy in the body of Christ. And then that call that can call someone that's weak in the faith or on the edge of giving their lives to Jesus Christ for the first time, and they come into the sanctuary and they see someone that's declaring and proclaiming to be saved in Jesus' name and acting like the people in the world, but in the body of Christ, in the house of God. So when they see these type of things, which should not be, that can be a reason for, again, someone who's weak in the faith but has received Jesus Christ to leave God's flock. And someone who's considering to be come into the body of Christ and accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, then that could be a reason for them never to give their life to Jesus Christ. And then that would become the blood on your hands and my hands, their blood. Whatever we do to cause someone to err away from the faith or to walk away from God because of us, because they see what we, how we are acting, and we're supposed to be seasoned saints, saved in the Lord. We're supposed to be doers of God's word, but here we are acting like the people of the world in the sanctuary. So we don't want to be the reason to cause anyone to never accept Jesus Christ, and we sure enough don't want to be the reason to cause someone in the body of Christ to walk away from God because of our actions and our negative attitudes. So it is so easy today to miss the mark of our high calling in Jesus when we allow titles, our titles. Some people have titles in the body of Christ. They have positions in the body of Christ. So when we have those titles or positions in the Lord, in the house of God, we allow those things, those positions or those titles to take us off course, off the course and the purpose God has planned for us, we do what? We do injustice. We do injustice. You and I who do this, allow this to happen, we are allowing injustice to ourselves and to the body of Jesus Christ and his kingdom. And guess what? No one will benefit from it when we allow Satan to have his way in us. Again, if you or I allow Satan to have his way in us, guess what the word of God is saying to us on tonight? We are doing injustice to ourselves. We are doing injustice to the body of Christ. We are doing injustice to his kingdom. And guess what he says? No one will benefit from it when we allow Satan to have his way in us through our flesh, through our mind. These are the ways. These are just some of the ways that Satan, he would use others, and he would use me and you to sometimes allow our positions or our titles within the body of Christ to get us puffed up to the point that pride and haughty spirits and greed start to overshadow the big picture and plan of God in our lives. So once we allow that to happen, once any believer in Jesus Christ let the flesh get puffed up to the point that they become prideful, they become haughty, they have haughty, nasty spirits and attitudes, and they start to get greedy and want more position, better position, and even in some in the body of Christ that may be getting a paid for their positions in the body of Christ. And some of them let that even overshadow them, and they now want to receive more financial gain than what they was actually receiving, and forgetting the big picture and plan for their lives that God has ordained for each one of us from the foundation of the world. So we as Christians, we must never forget that we all were given an account to God one day, in the day of judgment. And should we, you or I, be the cause of someone turning away from God, we must remember that there is no hurt like being hurt by another Christian. And that's what hurts God. He hurts even more when we who are in the body of Christ, we know God's word, but we sometimes allow the flesh to take over. And we can say hurtful and nasty things to people, even in the body of Christ, our sisters and brothers in the body of Christ. we can sometimes allow the enemy to come in and overshadow us. Before we know it, through our actions, through our nasty attitudes, and through our short tempers, we can hurt other Christians. And by doing that, we can cause someone to walk away from God. So there is a question comes up. As we continue to walk in his love, as we continue to live, and we continue to fulfill our personal God purpose in the earth for his glory, we must continue to do this. Why? Because some people who are in the body of Jesus Christ, in the corporate body of Jesus Christ, including some pastors, some well-known gospel singers and gospel musicians, etc., whatever your position in the body of Christ may be, have become the reason that many are scattering God's flock today. And a question comes up, how? How can that happen? Again, it goes back to when we who are in the body of Christ, when we forget in who called us, which is God, before the foundation of the world, we sometimes forget that it is God who called us, and he called us for a purpose, and he called us for a glorious purpose for his glory here on the earth. So we should not be allowing the enemy to use whatever tactics that he uses in our flesh to get so caught up in the things of the world that we forget about God and our position in the body of Christ, and we get caught up in the things of the world, and those people who are unsaved, the unbelievers in Jesus Christ, we get caught up, and we sometimes get reconnected back to those things that are not of God. So while when we do that, you or I, if we ever allow that to happen, and it does happen in some cases. So this is why God reminds us in his word that we should always humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. So when he allows us to be blessed in the body of Christ, whether it's on our job and we get a new position or whatever God blesses you or I with, we should never get the big head. We should never get puffed up. We should always be humble under the mighty hand of God. So we look at 1 Peter 5, 6 through 10, verses 6 through 10. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 through 10 tells us, and this is coming from the King James Version of the Bible, talking about humility again. He says in verse 6, he says to you and I, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because of your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resisteth steadfast in the flesh, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that we have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. So when we are in the body of Christ and we are trying to be faithful doers of God's word, and yes, we see people in the world thinking that they are getting blessed and they're getting new houses and new cars, and they're getting new, better positions in life on their job. And we pray for different things and they just seem to be getting everything. But we must maintain our faith, our hope, and trust in God so that we don't get nasty, negative attitudes and we don't start envying and be getting jealous of those people that receive their blessings before God bless us, because he knows exactly what you and I need. And he promised that he will grant us our heart's desire when we pray and ask by faith in his son Jesus' name. So don't become a scatterer of God's flock because you're waiting on your blessing to come through and you see other people being blessed before you. So that's why it's so important, as we see in God's word, that while we are being doers of God's word, while we are being assets to the kingdom of God and not liabilities, and not a scatterer of God's flock. We must, therefore, again, the word of God says, therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Set aside, in other words, set aside self-righteous pride so that God may exalt you to a place of honor in his service at the appropriate time, because he knows when to bless us, casting all of our cares, anxieties, and worries and concerns to him. Because he said we can cast all of our cares, our worries, our anxieties, our concerns, we can cast them all upon Jesus Christ. Why? Because he cares for us. He cares for you. He cares for me. He do not want us to become scatterers of God's flock while we are waiting on our breakthrough, while we're waiting on our blessing. He wants us to continue to be faithful doers of God's word. He wants us to continue to go out into the hedges and the highways, continue to stand on God's word and compel men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved while they have time, while breath is in their bodies, while the blood is still running warm in their veins, while we are faithful doers of God's word, while we are faithful servants, while we are faithful ambassadors of Jesus Christ here on earth. We must continue to preach God's word. We must continue to teach God's word, and we must continue to do it faithfully and wholeheartedly so that we do not become a stumbling block to anyone. While we are teaching and preaching God's word, while we are compelling men, women, boys, and girls as we go out into the hedges and highways, that as we approach people, even before we get to them, they will see something about you and I. They will see Jesus Christ on us. They will see the Holy Spirit working through us, because as we are being faithful doers of God's word, we know that God is sitting high, he's looking low. And that's what I love about God. He is searching your heart, he's searching my heart. He knows what's in my heart, he knows what's in your heart. He knows that when we are working here on earth, trying to be kingdom builders here on earth, even when we are talked about, when we are scandalized, when we are lied on and talked about, mistreated, just like Jesus was when he was here in the flesh, he did not go around scattering God's flock. If anybody should have been scattering God's flock, you would think it would have been Jesus when he was in the flesh. But Jesus, thank God for Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. Thank you that he came down from glory. He came down in a body, but his body was sinless, no sin, holy and righteous. And so as we see in God's word, those that are Bible readers and Bible scholars, we know what happened to Jesus when he was here in the flesh. He came down as a baby, grew up. I think he'd be between the age of 33 and 33 and a half years old when he gave up the ghost, when he shed his blood on the cross, and he said, "It is finished," on the cross. His work on earth was finished. He died for you and I on the cross. You know what? Before he died, again, he could have been one of those, though he was in the flesh, after all he went through, was being spit up on, being ridiculed, and again, lied on, persecuted for your sins and for your sake and for my sins and for my sake. Thank God for Jesus Christ that through it all, after all he went through, he was not a scatterer of God's flock, because he knew his purpose. He knew that he came down from glory with a purpose that only he could fulfill. So he said in his word, Jesus said, the greater works that you and I would do once he left this earth in the form of a physical body, he rose from the dead. So he's back sitting now at the right hand of God, our Heavenly Father, making intercession for you and I. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for the blood that was shed on the cross for you and I. Yet while we were sinners, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, he died for us, that we all would have a right to the tree of life, that we all would have a chance to make a choice whom we will serve. Will we serve God or will we serve man? Will we serve the enemy? So you and I, who are in the body of Christ on today, who are saved in Jesus' name, we must make sure that whatever we do, wherever we go, we must do it all to the glory of God. In the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. This is the King James Version of the Bible. And it says to you and I on tonight, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth the sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left, on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Wow, thank you, Jesus. For I was an hunger, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw thee hunger and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When ye sick or in prison and came unto thee? Then shall the righteous answer, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hunger and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king answered and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. So back to verse number 41, and said, and the king answered. So we should know that this king that is answering, we're talking about Jesus himself. So we can read it like this. And Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Verse 41 says, then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was a hunger, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hunger, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he, talking about Jesus again, then shall Jesus answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of these, the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. So we do not want to be scatterers of God's flock by not being doers of God's word. That's what Jesus was talking about. He's saying when we go into these prisons and we minister to those that are behind prison bars, when we go into the hospitals, the nursing homes, when we console those that are bereaved, those who have heavy hearts for whatever the reason, and we minister to them God's word. That's what we are to do as God's servants, ambassadors, and vessels. So when we, even while doing that, we have to make sure that we are under the Holy, being led by the Holy Spirit. Because we, even though we are doing this, doing what we are called to do according to God's word, we do not want, in no way, shape, form, or fashion, we do not want to be a scatterer of God's flock, even while we are being doers of God's word. So that's why we must make sure that we are being led by the Holy Spirit, so that we do not become a scatterer of God's flock. Because again, people who are not saved, they are watching you and they are watching me. So we don't want anyone to have to say that you or I are the excuse or the reason as to why they never gave their life to Jesus Christ, because we were not doing what we were supposed to do. We're not being living epistles, and we are not being examples of Jesus Christ in the earth, that others who are still spiritually blind can see Jesus Christ in us. So we have to be very careful, saints. And even especially today, with this technology that we have, that the world has out today, it's a good thing. I thank God for technology, because just like Jesus said in his word, greater works that we will do after he left, after he had risen from the dead, and he is now back sitting at the right hand of God in heaven. He said the greater works that we was going to do, he's talking to his disciples and also to you and I in the body of Jesus Christ today. So I thank God that he already knew, he foreknew about the internet. So I thank God for that, that we can have ministries such as this one on tonight and other worldwide ministries, that God's word can go forth, that those that are not saved in Jesus' name, that however they can receive God's word through modern technology. That's what Jesus said we are to do. We are to spread the good news of Jesus Christ however we can, and whenever we can, we are to be shedding the light to the people that are in darkness. And when we do this, we want to make sure that we are, again, we are being led by the Spirit of God. We do not want to allow our flesh to take over, because we do know that Satan, and he has not changed. Satan's most harsh desire is to keep those that are still spiritually blind. He wants to keep them blind. Or another thing that he does, he wants to give, you know, new converts or new babes in Christ. Those, some people say converts, those has converted or accepted Jesus Christ, or new babes in Christ, and those that are maybe weak in their faith. Satan's job still, just like it was back then when Jesus was here on earth, he's still doing the same thing. He wants to still give false hope to those that are weak in their faith. He still wants to give false hope to those that are still spiritually blind in their faith. And he don't want them to come into the faith or the true knowledge of God and the true knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. Because he knows that once they accept Jesus Christ and they get into God's word, and those that are weak in the faith, once they start growing in God's word, whether through Sunday school or Bible class, or what, however they are growing in God's word, the enemy wants to continue to instill false hope in their minds. He wants to still instill doubt and fear in their minds that God is not who he says he is, and he cannot do what he says he can do. But we who are Christians, that's why we have to be very careful, because we know that we who are, some are seasoned saints, we know that God is a promise keeper. And he promised in his word that we can ask anything in by faith in Jesus' name, in his son Jesus' name, and he will grant it to us. He will grant us the desires of our hearts. So if you, by any way or by any means, know without a shadow of a doubt, and you may have been one of those that have, in some way, shape, form, or fashion, has called someone to walk away from God, their faith has been decreased instead of increased because of your action, because of your attitude, because of your short temper, because of the way you live your life as a believer in Jesus Christ, Yes, you may be saved in Jesus' name, but we all, this includes me, we all must examine ourselves according to the Word of God. So we make sure that our lives are lining up with the Word of God so that wherever we go, again, we do not want to be a scatterer of God's flock. That is very dangerous because, again, God's Word said we are all going to stand before God in the judgment day. We're going to give an account to God for every deed done in our bodies, the good and the bad. So there are some Christians who are saved in Jesus' name, but they are not being doers of God's Word because they are allowing the enemy to use their flesh, even in the body of Christ, even in the house of God. I'm sure that you may have seen it. I know I have seen it often. And I thank God that that's the reason why God allowed me to write this book, these two books. Are you scattering God's flock? And also, are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? Why? Because as the body of Christ, of corporate believers, saved, who are saved with our names written in the Lamb Book of Life, we all need to go back to our first love and revisit the old landmark. We must get back to being and doing about what God has called us to do. We must all be about our Heavenly Father's business. So that's why it's very important that we examine ourselves in God's Word, because it is so easy to get off track. The enemy will use any kind of tactic. If you are not prayed up, if you're not studied up in God's Word, the Word of God says, hide His Word in your heart so that you won't sin against Him. That goes for you. It goes for me. It goes for your parents, your pastor, all believers in Jesus Christ. That's why it's important that we get in the Word of God. We go to Sunday school, Bible class, go to some of these houses that have home church. There are some people that are not able to get out into the communities and go to their local churches. We just thank God for some people that open up their doors, their homes, and have Bible studies. So if you are not able to get out and go into the house of God and fellowship with your fellow believers and brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, because the Word of God says that we should not fail to assemble ourselves together and give corporate praise, worship, and honor and glory to God. We can do it individually, and that's what we're supposed to do. God wants a personal relationship with you and I. But He says that we should often get together as a corporate body of believers. That's why He says we must assemble ourselves. Don't fail to assemble yourself together and giving God corporate praise. So when we do that, we can grow stronger in the Lord, and we can give God even more glory, honor, and praise as a corporate body of believers. But as individuals, we must often take an examination of our lives. I must take an often examination of my life. And so we cannot go around blaming other people because of our actions, those who of us who are saved in Jesus' name. We cannot go around blaming anybody. We have the Word of God. You who are saved in Jesus' name, but you know for some reason and some way, somehow, you have fallen short. And you know without a doubt that you are the reason that some people have walked away from God. You know without a doubt that you are the reason that some people so far will never accept Jesus Christ. You need to go to God in prayer and ask God to forgive you of all your sins and forgive you because of your nasty attitude and your nasty temper. And you need to pray and ask God to create within you a clean heart and renew the right spirit within you so that you will have the mind of Christ Jesus, so that everywhere you go, somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in you. So that after that, you have been forgiven of God and you're saved in Jesus' name still. I'm talking to the believers now who are saved in Jesus' name. If you know that you have called someone to walk away from God, walk away from the faith, once you ask Jesus to forgive you, He will. Then you need to get back into God's Word, and you need to ask God to reveal His Word to you. And you need to ask God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so that you will not be able to err from His ways according to His Word, and so that you will be able to know and see the enemy when he comes upon you to try to get you to act the different ways that you know that you should not be acting, having you saying things that are not God-pleasing, and sometimes people in the body of Christ will get beside themselves, they will get puffed up because of their position or their titles, and they will go out there not only on their job, but even in the neighborhood or grocery stores. I've overheard people talking that are in the body of Christ. They're not realizing that people around them are listening. So thank God that if your pastor or your church have elevated you, or you know, even if God has elevated you to whatever position or given you a title within the body of Christ, that is a blessing. Use that blessing, use that title, use that position to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. So that's what he's talking about. When you and I are blessed, don't allow God's blessing to be used in a way where the enemy can trick us and we become prideful, we become puffed up, and we get beside ourselves, and we start thinking like the world, well, look what I did, and forget all about God, and you forget to give God the glory. And you know without a doubt, even those that are saved that have witnessed what God is doing in your life, and they know too that it was God, and you know that it's God, but you don't give God the glory for it because of your actions, your negative attitudes, and your prideful spirit, and you being puffed up. God is not pleased with that. So that's why we have to be careful even when we are being elevated in the body of Christ. Be careful. We have to make sure that we stay prayed up and stay in God's word, because our new positions sometimes in life can cause us to get beside ourselves, and we forget who we are in the body of Christ. And while we are doing that, the enemy is allowing those that are spiritually blind to witness you and I when we get beside ourselves and forget that it is God who has blessed us and opened doors for us, and we don't give him the glory. So by that, we can be the reason that someone walk away from God, and also we can be the reason that someone never give their life to Jesus Christ. So on tonight, you want to make sure that you are not scattering God's flock. You know, we want to make sure that we are assets to the kingdom of God. We want to make sure that we are being faithful, committed doers of God's word. We do not want to be a scatterer of God's flock or a liability to his kingdom in any way, shape, or form. Because guess what? You and I, we are all going to give an account to God in the day of judgment. Again, he sits high and he looks low. His eyes are in every place. There's nothing that you and I can say or do that God do not know about or he do not see. So again, we want to make sure that we are not scatterers of God's flock. For you who are saved in Jesus' name, you hear my voice on tonight. Examine yourself according to God's word. Make sure that you are not a scatterer of God's flock, and that you are not a liability to his kingdom. I pray that someone has received this word on tonight, and I did not bring this word to try to judge anyone, because I'm not the judge. God is the judge. And when we give God's word out, all we can do is, and once you hear God's word, then it's up to you to receive it, and then it's up to you to pray to God for whatever you need him to do in your life, so that your life will reflect Jesus Christ, so that you will not be a scatterer of God's flock, and you will not be a liability to his kingdom. So that's my prayer for you on tonight. So again, this word was for me as well, not just for you, the listener. For everyone that have heard this word, examine yourself. Proceed to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you, and I can only give you what God has given me to give you on tonight, because God knows who's going to be listening. He knows what we all stand in need of. So we want a closer walk with God. We want to be transformed and be redeemed, and we want to be renewed by our minds. So that's why it's important that we get in God's word, that God can mold us and make us after his will for his glory. That's the message for tonight. I pray that it has been received in love. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. We're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Father, thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works. We thank you that that blood will never lose its power. And Father, we now come continually lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, all those that have been affected by the mass shootings all over the country. We pray and lift up those families that you will continue to comfort and strengthen them, not only them, but those that are bereaved all over the land. We lift up Sister Rose Rosalind from Detroit Bible Tabernacle and the loss of her husband who made this transition, Brother George. Continue to strengthen her. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Continue to lift up Pastor Reginald Hill and as his mother, legendary gospel singer Tessie Hill, has made her transition. So they had her homegoing service. We want to continue to lift up that family and all those that have bereaved on tonight. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are on tonight. We ask that, Lord, you will move by your spirit, that your word that has gone forth on tonight will be received in love, and we know that it has not gone out in vain, that it's going to accomplish everything that you have set out for to do, that you will be glorified through it on tonight. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.